Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419. Or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited. Mike North, you are on fire.
Do you know anybody else that good?
No.
No, they'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and I
right.
ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages, there's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you. And that's why we're ready to do this show.
The Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now.
Patrick Mahomes, you and the Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disney World.
That's right. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are going to Disney World. The young quarterback said that he had been dreaming of saying those words after a Super Bowl win for many, many years. And he got his wish on Sunday, February 2nd, 2020. And Andy Reid gets his first Super Bowl win. We've got a lot to talk about this extraordinary game. Did you think that the 49ers had it in the bag with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and a 10-point lead? Who are the big winners and losers from a gambling perspective? And what about our Bears here in Chicago? What are the lessons they can take from the Kansas City Chiefs and even the San Francisco 49ers, who had an extraordinary season? What are the lessons they can get after this Super Bowl game? Mike's got a lot of opinions on those things and many, many more. Let's bring him in now. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, the voice sounds in rare form, Aldo. It's always good to talk to you and everybody in the Bears barroom. And the casualty list, not bad after yesterday. I did add San Francisco, but I also had the under, so I split that. I thought the 49ers were going to win the game when it was 20-10 because on Friday night, I had told Carmen DeFalco on the Odds Couple on AM1000 that if they got down 10, talking about Kansas City, to San Francisco, it would be different. And it wasn't. So give Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs full credit. Plus, I hit my bet with tails. I had tails. That was the longest 30 seconds of my life as the coin was floating through the air. I had a good day on Vegas Scores and Odds yesterday, so things are cranking. Congratulations to Kansas City. And you know what? They outplayed San Francisco, but I do know this. There were a couple of refereeing calls that nobody's talking about today, like an offsides on the Kansas City Chiefs that wasn't called, and a couple other things. And this is called nitpicking in the business when you lose your bet. but seriously, there was a couple officiating mistakes. Nothing big, though. And you know what? It's hard. to even fault the officials or anybody else when you see a team like the Chiefs put up 21 straight points.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the only bet I placed was the amount of wardrobe changes Jennifer Lopez would have, and it was 2.5. I said over, and I won, so my wife owes me dinner, and she better take me out because her cooking is not the best.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Should be a peaceful week at the household. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez did just fine. I mean, you know, I had a good time watching them. I mean, you know, when you have the fringe, you know, the fringes that they wear on the dress,
It
always makes the butt look like it's shaking more. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You got the fringes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? They were rolling. They were talking. They were singing. And God bless them. I mean, the whole show was good. Miami does a great job. I think they've had like 10 Super Bowls there. You've had guys from Montana, the Peyton Manning win there. So, I mean, Patrick Mahomes on the big stage gets it done. And you know what defines greatness? Mm-hmm. When you can make mistakes and you overcome them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're good enough to overcome your mistakes. The reason 95% of the people that play pro sports aren't superstars is when they make mistakes, they're not good enough to overcome those mistakes. And the Jordans, the Bradys, the Mahomes, you know, guys like that, the Sandy Koufaxes of the world,
yeah. You
know, he gives up the hit, they can shut you down after they make a mistake.
Boy, oh boy, you mentioned Mahomes with Brady and Jordan and some of the all-time greats in sports. Do you think that he is approaching that level or has arrived at that level? What's your assessment on Patrick Mahomes? Because if you turn on ESPN, Fox Sports, or any of the other sports shows and radio stations, all they're talking about is Patrick Mahomes. What's your feeling on the young quarterback?
Well, you know what? When you can make mistakes like he did yesterday, and he looked bad yesterday in certain sets and everything else, and I'll give San Francisco credit for making him look bad at
Indeed.
Times.
Yes.
But you cannot stop greatness for a full game.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that, and that's what opened my eyes yesterday. I really thought if I had, and I had the game handicapped right, under in San Francisco, I'm winning 20-10 with 7 minutes left. Come on. You know, you can only do so much. You can't go out and play for him. I thought Shanahan had an average game. I thought the last two games that he coached, he had A games. I thought he had a C game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he went into a shell a little bit at the end of the first half. I thought he could have done a little damage, but he was afraid that if they turned the ball over, that it would be, you know, Kansas City, would they have enough time to come back? And they were getting the ball at the end of the second half or at the beginning of the second half anyway. So, you know, I'm not going to question that too much, but I thought some play calling was odd. I thought he lost a little bit
mm-hmm.
of confidence in Garoppolo. But then, you see, he calls a play, and Garoppolo misses Kittle's wide open, calls another play,
mm-hmm.
which is a great play,
mm-hmm.
and he overthrows Samuel, who's a terrific ball player, by the way, by 6 yards.
Yeah,
that was a touchdown.
Yep.
So I'm going to say he didn't call his best game, but he didn't call his worst game because he still was calling plays that were going to win the game, but Garoppolo did not execute,
yep.
and that's the issue.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more there. You know, Shanahan, I think, made some play-calling mistakes. He only called two running plays over the last 10 minutes of the game, and it was the run game that got them there. But, indeed, mm-hmm. also Garoppolo deserves more than his share of blame on this. Garoppolo, going into the fourth quarter, was completing 85% of his passes and averaging over 9 yards per attempt. Then the fourth quarter happens, and the 28-year-old, he completes 3 of 11 attempts for just 36 yards and throws that big interception. Jimmy Garoppolo, 28 years old, as I just mentioned, I don't think he's ever going to achieve that level of greatness that we're talking about with, you know, Brady's and Mahomes, not at this stage of his career, but he's certainly a quarterback that you can win with. The Niners were on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl because of that great defense, but his errors and head coach Kyle Shanahan's inconsistent play calling, only two running plays, that really, really cost him, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, he put him in a position to win at the end.
Yep.
They just didn't get it done. Shanahan and I think Garoppolo will come back maybe and win a Super Bowl, maybe as early as next year.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to go through a tough issue with, the other league. I mean, there was a time period there where the 49ers, the Bears, the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dallas Cowboys, all from the NFC, won Super Bowls every year. That could be happening now with the AFC representatives, whether it's going to be Mahomes, whether it might be Brady again, whether it's going to be Lamar Jackson. These are all strong teams with very strong quarterbacks. And you know what? I don't know if you can be, you know, at 28 years old, I don't think anybody thinks that Garoppolo's a great quarterback, but just remember, and I saw this on Twitter, and by the way, you could tweet me, folks, at North to North, N-O-R-T-H, number 2, N-O-R-T-H, or at V-S-A-O Sports, or at Eldo Gandia, or at Bears Barroom, but Aaron Rodgers only has one winning Super Bowl. So, I mean, Mahomes has, at 24 years of age already, as many Super Bowl wins as Aaron Rodgers, who's been considered like the greatest thing since sliced bread over the last decade and a half, even though there have been better quarterbacks than him.
Mike, you mentioned the 49ers potentially winning as early as next year. Right now, let me see which book this is. MGM.
I think Kansas City's favored.
Yeah, Kansas City, at MGM has them at 6.5-1, the Ravens second at 7-1, and the 49ers third at 9-1. I'm surprised that they've got the Saints at 12-1, given that Drew Brees is contemplating retirement. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they know something we don't know. And they got the Patriots at 14-1. And then everybody in the chat room wants to know, where are the Bears? And the Bears are at 35-1. To me, I'll take $100 and put that on the Bears to win. Why not?
Well, don't forget, San Francisco only won 3-4 games last year. They were without their quarterback. So, I mean, if you want to take a flyer on that, why not?
Sure.
The NFL, every year, eight new playoff teams represent. There's teams that played in the playoffs this year that may not be back next year. I'll give you a perfect team that I think might not be back next year. Tennessee.
Yeah.
I could see Tennessee not coming back next year and being in the playoffs. Now people are going to go, if you're going to moan about every pick I make, then you're going to be going against what is a tradition. 6 to 7 teams every year that made the playoffs don't make it again.
There you go.
So I see Tennessee as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the Rams were supposed to be in the Super Bowl for the NFC the next 3-4 years. They didn't make it.
Right.
The Bears didn't make it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? We're looking at teams that we respect right now.
Right.
That are an injury away. I mean, let's face it, if Garoppolo goes down, as much as he might be taking some criticism today, I'd still love to have him as our quarterback. I think 20 other teams would, too.
I think so,
too. It's no shame to lose to Kansas City.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's funny that you mentioned the Titans and the Rams, both of those teams.
And how about all the good-looking people that live in Arlington Heights?
How about that, huh?
I go to this house. I go, boy, my hair's looking pretty good today. Isn't it, Mike? And I go, yeah, okay, never mind. Can we do the show? And then I got to see where this guy Garoppolo, the guy looks like he's from Morocco. And ends up he lived off the Eden somewhere.
That's right, my neck
of
the woods.
From Arlington Heights in Illinois. I go, isn't that something, Eldo and Garoppolo, the two good-looking ones?
How about that? Isn't that wild?
The guy looks like he's from Bangkok or Arabia. The guy lives on Rand Road somewhere. I don't know.
Alex Acevedo in the chat room says that he looks like a porn star, so we know what Alex is doing in his free time.
Let me tell you something. They make Scarface do. He'll play the Stephen Bauer role.
There you go.
Pacino's buddy.
There you go. Good comparison.
I got him as the new Tarzan. I'll sign him up right now. We can make millions.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
And him as Tarzan, and me as Cunis as Jane.
I love it. That'd be great.
We'll bring Cheetah back. Cheetah just passed away recently. He was the longest running animal actor still alive. So, I mean, bring the band together with Jimmy Garoppolo.
So Alex is now correcting me. He's saying that he made the joke about Jimmy the porn star because Jimmy Garoppolo, apparently, he was dating a porn star. So I did not know that. Lucky him.
Hey, listen. Who hasn't he dated? Come on.
Really?
Guy walks out of his house. He's a cat.
Alex asked me, don't you remember that happened last year? I don't remember what happened last night. I have to check my notes. Who won that game last night?
I mean, I'm just glad to know that who Shakira is now. That's my thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, let me tell you something. Right. At Pappy Land, when I had the place at Park Ridge, I had these, all sorts of memorabilia. There was only one woman's poster on the wall in glass.
Who was that?
It was Jennifer Lopez in pink panties with her back to you, looking over her shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Right. Very hot. And this was like when she was 23. Mm. And I'm hearing these people say yesterday, she's as good looking as she ever was. No, she isn't.
No,
okay.
No.
Let me just be the first to say, she's a wonderful looking woman. Age has been kind to her, but she's not as good looking as she ever was. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
So can we move on?
She's a sensational looking 50-year-old, but when she was in her 20s,
right,
we're talking a different
When she was in her 20s, accidents.
Indeed. All right. Let's get back to the game and talk a little bit about Mr. Patrick Mahomes. And I also want to kind of look at this through the lens of the teams that we root for. I know we've got a lot of listeners who are also outside of Chicago Bears fandom. When we mention Chicago Bears, my man from Cincy, he can think about the Bengals. One of the things that I learned is the mentality of, never quit. And this is Patrick Mahomes after the game talking about, with 10 minutes left, he's still thinking, and 10 points down, he's still thinking we're going to win this.
Yeah, it was about never giving up. I think that was the biggest thing. Coach Reed kept giving us confidence. The guys kept believing, and we took it one play at a time, and we've been in these situations all postseason, and guys never give up, and we found a way to get the win.
Mike, at the beginning of the show, you used the analogy of, when somebody says they're going to Vegas and you ask them how they do and they got kind of a negative attitude. You cannot let that any of those thoughts infest your mind when you're in the middle of the game. Mahomes proved it. You've proved it as a gambler. Winning hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars as a gambler, it is important to maintain that fighting attitude, isn't it?
You can't have a negative attitude with that. And you know what? You go through losing times. You go through times that are trying, and you just got to try to keep up. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in what you believe in. You got to believe in the system that you've devised. That's what I do. I mean, you know what? I was 2-1 again last Wednesday on Bears Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
I got a pick today. So you know what? I'm 7 above 500. I mean, since football season with this wonderful company.
Awesome.
So. I believe in myself no matter what happens. Even if you lose 9-10 in a row, you got to know that you know what you're doing. You know it's good. It's just the gambling gods aren't going your way. When I lose a game like I did yesterday, I'm not mad at myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was winning 20-10.
Mm.
I had this game down.
That's right.
They didn't execute.
That's right.
I executed.
That's right.
They didn't execute what they were supposed to finish up. I said, if they get up 10 to Kansas City, there's no way. And there was a way. And it's Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to be there. I mean, they got him tied up for a long, long, long time. The only thing you got to worry about, and he got tagged a couple times yesterday, is getting hurt. But I will also say this, and this goes back to what you said. He already been coming back the last 2 years. And don't forget, folks, he didn't play his first year, and people were panning him.
Yeah.
They were panning him, just like at times Trubisky gets panned and other quarterbacks get panned. He was panned just like Lamar Jackson. So I think it goes with the territory until you do what he did yesterday.
Right. Right. Well, you just mentioned, you know, Mahomes is going to be there for a long, long time. And, yeah, he's expected to sign a very lucrative contract extension. But Andy Reid, as a matter of fact, it was this morning I got this soundbite from Andy Reid asking, a reporter asked him, are you thinking about retiring anytime soon?
I haven't. I still enjoy doing what I'm doing. I got this young quarterback over here that makes life easy every day. Every day, man. It's a pleasure to come to work and know that you have an opportunity to coach him and his teammates. So makes it enjoyable. So I really haven't gone there to answer the question.
Yeah, why the hell would he even consider retiring now? He's got a gold mine, just like Belichick has with Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes is going to be playing at an outstanding level for the next decade plus. It's going to be fun to see Andy Reid be competing for Super Bowls, you know, for the next 10 years or so.
Well, yeah, because you know what? He's enjoying himself because even, you know, look, you can win in the National Football League and have players who are a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, like Antonio Brown and others, okay?
Right.
And it could be a distraction. Don't forget, when he was at Philadelphia, he went to 5 straight NFC Championship games. He went to 1 Super Bowl. But he had Terrell Owens. He had Donovan McNabb, who people were sniping at. He had issues on the team. He also, you know, here's a guy that lost, you know, he's had some family issues. He went to Kansas City.
Yes.
Kansas City was messy early,
mm-hmm.
and then look what he's done. But the kid's a good kid.
Yeah.
So in other words, there's Reid runs the show. He's got an able right-hand man mm-hmm. in Mahomes, the
yep.
main man,
right.
who keeps everything under control. The players seem to be good guys,
yep.
and they all seem to love him.
Yep.
All he was missing was the Super Bowl. Now he's got the Super Bowl. That's the way it is.
He's got that. And Roger Goodell this morning applauded Andy Reid. I got a little soundbite of that.
He's now come into the stratosphere that we all expected a coach. He's always been one of the greatest coaches in this league. He participates on every level. He's been, he won't admit it, but he's been one of the great advisors for me. He's been an extraordinary help to me as commissioner, but he is a great football coach, but more importantly, a great man. So, Coach, congratulations.
That is something about Andy Reid. He's just so likable. I mean, he just seems like such a great guy, and there's a reason, I think, why that coaching tree of his, so many of his assistants have gotten jobs, because he helps promote them. He helps develop them, and you know, they're going to have more guys from that staff be head coaches soon, and you know, kudos to Andy Reid. Just seems like an overall really good guy.
See, and here's the deal that I'm worried about. I don't believe
mm-hmm.
that because you're a great coach, like Andy Reid, that that's going to permeate down, okay,
mm-hmm.
to the other coaches. I mean, look at Belichick. He doesn't have the greatest coaching tree. You know what I mean? He's had some guys that have fallen on their face, you know. Andy Reid has had some good guys. But, you know, Eric Bieniemy doesn't mean he's going to go and become a good coach because he's the assistant to Andy Reid, because Andy Reid does the play calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Bieniemy does a lot of changes, and other people too. Does not just Bieniemy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Matt Nagy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matt Nagy's a bad season away from being what? Maybe gone.
Yes.
You know, you don't know if things completely fall apart. I don't think they will, but I do know this. I think the way, I don't know if it's about X's and O's. Okay, being Andy Reid, being influenced by Andy Reid. I think it's the way Andy Reid goes about things for that will make Bieniemy and Nagy and these other guys, it seems to me, more better candidates for head coaching. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I don't necessarily think it's play calling. I think it's the way you run your organization, the way you take care of your players,
mm-hmm.
I see that with Nagy and Reid. You don't see a lot of sniping by either team from players up when it comes to their head coaches.
I'm with you. Patrick Mahomes this morning was asked, does he feel a special sense of accomplishment given that he has done things in the NFL the way that he's wanted to do? In other words, he hasn't been changed much by coaching staffs. And this is what he said.
Yeah, I've been blessed. I mean, even from high school with Coach Cook, letting me be who I am, letting me scramble around, throw the ball, do what I do, and then going to Texas Tech and Coach Kingsbury, same way, obviously trying to work on the fundamentals and doing everything like that, but still letting me be who I am. And now with Coach Reed, knowing the right time to kind of rein me in, but at the same time letting me be who I am. And I think that having all those coaches that have supported me and let me be who I am has helped me get to where I'm at today.
Now, I said we were going to kind of internalize this for our favorite teams. With the Chicago Bears, I think that's one of the things that Matt Nagy could have done with Mitch Trubisky more is let him be himself. The guy is a runner. There was a spell of several games, even before his injury.
Sure.
And during the time he was injured and so forth until late in the season where he bottled up Trubisky. Should have called more planned running plays. Should have told Trubisky, if you don't see somebody by your second read, go, run. You're excellent at that. And, you know, Andy Reid gets it. And I think Matt Nagy doesn't always get it when it comes to playing to a player's strengths. Do you agree with that?
I agree with you 100%, Aldo. Mm. That's a good call. He didn't let Trubisky do what Reid lets Mahomes do. But maybe that's a learning experience. Now, I think this is year three. I've said this already to Bear fans. Okay, you got one good year, one bad year. Okay, which way is it going? Because we do have the talent. I mean, if we have another losing year with a Pro Bowl, an All-Pro talent like we have on this team, that's going to be a troubling sign. Because this talent is conducive to above 500 and making the playoffs.
Yep.
And the problem being, though, is we're going to probably be in the toughest, once again, at least in the NFC, the toughest division in football. With Minnesota, Detroit, and Green Bay.
Yep.
Okay? So it's going to be tough. And injuries got to play a part. And, you know, you hope that your main guys can stay healthy. So I really believe what Kansas City, I mean, seriously, you look at Kansas City's division, they don't have too much to worry about now. Especially with the way their team is. And they're still very young.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about this news of Tom Brady perhaps being wooed by the Oakland Raiders or Las Vegas Raiders? They'll be if the Patriots and Brady are unable to agree on a new contract. Do you think that could change the balance of power in the AFC West with Brady going with this young Raiders team that has a lot of resources? They got draft picks up to Yahoo, and they've got already a core of really good young players. What are your thoughts on that, Mike?
I don't believe he's going to do this.
You've been saying that.
I just don't, Aldo. You know I've been consistent on this.
Yes, you have.
John Gruden's got a playbook as big as War and Peace. Tom Brady, after 20 years, is going to just go and start all over again, even though it is very tempting, even though it would be very cool with the Vegas thing. But I just think it's talk show fodder. I do. I like how he teased everybody. I said he's a drama queen. And for the almighty buck, he put the whole New England area on pause. I think he's going to come back to the Raiders. You've heard everything from $30 million a year. Robert Kraft said yesterday he hopes he comes back. So I'm going to stick to my guns on this. It would be different and cool. Wouldn't be the first time. We saw it happen. I've seen it happen with Montana,
right,
which was sort of successful. But then I saw it happen with Unitas. I saw it happen with Namath. You know, I've seen it happen where it's been like a disaster.
Yeah.
So you just hope to God that I know that he wants to do other things with his life. He doesn't have to go to the Las Vegas Raiders to get ready for the second stanza of his life. I don't know. Does he want to produce movies? He can do it after he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, so this nonsense where he might want to be like LeBron and go out to L.A., I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're talking a whole different sport here. I think he's married to that New England area.
Yeah, I'm beginning to side with you more on that. I got a feeling that the Patriots are going to pick up a really good developmental quarterback with the idea of in a season or two, they'll turn the reins over from Brady to this developmental quarterback. They've got the resources, and they do a great job of managing the cap. Let him get his $30 million a year payday, which he richly deserves, and then plan for a transition to a new quarterback in a couple of years. We'll see how that plays out. Hey, I had a thought yesterday when they announced that Patrick Mahomes was the most valuable player, and I, you know, kind of thought to myself, you know, this kid, this running back, Damian Williams, he carried the ball 17 times. He had 104 yards rushing. He had a touchdown. He had a receiving touchdown, four catches, 29 yards. Excuse me there. I got a little mess up there. But
You're getting hot under the couch.
Yeah, I am. I can't believe this guy was overlooked. And he talked actually this morning on CBS this morning. They asked him about his whole attitude because he's been described as a guy that runs angry, and this is what he said.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I have a lot of attitude, especially, you know, with this game. You know, I love what I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, and I also have a chip on my shoulder, you know. I'm always being overlooked and I keep that, you know, in my back pocket.
I think he was overlooked for consideration for the MVP. Do you agree?
Oh, he should have won it.
Yeah. Don't you agree?
He should have won it.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The only reason, who votes for that? The writers?
I think it's the writers, yeah.
The NFL media? Well, they're a bunch of moron kiss asses. That guy, I mean, seriously, come on. Did they watch the game? I mean, my God.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, I like Patrick Mahomes, so let's not get carried away here.
Really?
He got it because he's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes might be the reason they ended up winning, but he's the reason they almost lost.
Yes, exactly.
So, I'm sorry, the other kid had a better game. The other kid's had a better performance. He should have been the MVP. Mm. I expected the kid to get it.
Yep.
But then when Mahomes got it, I said, I told B, I go, look at the game this kid hit. I showed her the box score on ESPN.com. She goes, wow, that's a great game. I go, he didn't win MVP.
Yep.
I go, because they're too busy trying to be fawners. You know, these are the people that vote people into Hall of Fames.
Right.
They can't even get it right for a football game.
That's right.
it's amazing. It really is.
Oil Pan Willie agrees that the.
You want to talk about jockstrap sniffers? The NFL media, big time, man.
Oil Pan Willie and Alex Acevedo agree with you. Damian Williams should have got the MVP.
The hell are they watching?
Yes.
I mean, Mahomes had his head down half the game.
Yeah, exactly. I got the TV on. I just saw a replay on that fourth down and one inside the I think it was inside the 10-yard line, and Andy Reid decides to go for it. What do they do? With down 3-0, they give it to Damian Williams, who takes it all the way down to the one for a first down on that trick play that they got from an old playbook from the 1948 Rose Bowl or something like that. But again,
yeah,
it was
cramp.
Yeah, really.
Tell your story, talking, walking, whatever it is. Are you kidding? My God. You know what? Every play, I tell you what, San Francisco has some sweet-ass running plays. They just stopped using them.
Yeah.
I mean, they have some sweet plays, some sweet counter plays. I love that kid Samuel. You know, I mean, they lost it as much as Kansas City won it. And you know what? I kept hearing Aikman bring this up as a quarterback, and this is where Aikman, I think, is better than Romo. He kept saying, man, they got Richard Sherman by himself. Yeah. They got Richard Sherman by himself, and lo and behold, he got burned.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
That's on the defense, man. You know, that bald-headed goof that always jumps around and wants to be noticed on the sideline? That was your defense that gave up. Yeah, I didn't see much of him in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
The guy got the mocha color skin with the tan and the bald head, you know, jumping around when his team does something good. Didn't see a lot of jumping around in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Yeah, the knock on Richard Sherman is that he just is not a great one-on-one cover, and he likes.
No, and they hit him by himself.
That's right.
I go, what are you doing? Exactly. You got Grandpa Moses back there.
Yep. And you mentioned Debo Samuel. He broke the record for rushing yards for a wide receiver. He had 5 carries, 39 yards. He had a long of 16. I'm looking at the wrong stat there. He broke the record with 53 yards rushing on three carries. The long was 32 yards. So Deebo Samuel, a nice young receiver who people, you know, if you don't know the name, you remember because this kid's going places. He is a weapon. Mike, everybody tunes into the show not only to listen to your outstanding analysis and humor, but also for one other reason.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. That's right, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to get it done. We're going to have some fun today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make some picks. We've been doing good on Bear Bauer, by the way. I got the Baylor-Kansas State game up at the Vegas Scores and Odds right now. So make sure you go check it out. Vegas Scores and Odds. Follow at VSAO. Big game tonight. One of my strongest games of the year in college basketball, folks. Make sure you give them a follow at VSAO Sports. At VSAO Sports. So let's go out and guess what? Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, oh, yeah. You're saying, Mike, what can you give us? What do you got for us? What do you think's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what I got for you. I have tonight, ladies and gentlemen, two games, all right?
Nice.
And they're both in the same deal. First of all, it's in hockey, the NHL. Over six in the Detroit Red Wing game. Over six. In the Detroit Red Wing game tonight, that baby is going to go over like nobody's business. Look for something like a 5-2, 6-2 game tonight for that one. And then I have the over 220. Let me make sure I got this right. I don't want to get it wrong.
And while you're checking that, I will let people know that it is the Philadelphia Flyers at Detroit. And that game is on NBC Sports at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. That should be fun to watch now because Mike is telling us that there's going to be a lot of goals. So tune into that game.
Over six tonight. And then the Nets Suns game, which is on the YES Network, the over-under is 223.5. Take the over, 223.5 in that one. So I have the over in the Philadelphia-Detroit game, and I have the over in the Nets-Suns game. Eldo, back to you.
Awesome. Yeah, this is the place where you come.
Two games, baby. I don't play.
That's right. And let people know about Vegas Scores and Odds. Go over to the website, VegasScoresAndOdds.com, particularly if you've got a friend who likes to lay a bet. Like, I've got a number of friends, and I've told them, go over to that website, take a look, because if you want some assistance in making some really good bets, that's the place to go, Mike. All the records there, too. Everybody that works over at VSAO, it's totally transparent as to how they are doing, and Mike is doing well, and Mike is doing really well with the free advice here that you're getting at the
Bears. And we want to thank them for our sponsorship this year. We're going to be doing the show till the end of February, but I want to thank Ronnie, Smitty, Mo, all the guys over there out in Las Vegas at Vegas Scores and Odds.
Outstanding. Mike, speaking of gambling, there was an incident in yesterday's game that cost people a lot of money. The over-under on Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards, it was one of the most popular prop bets offered out there by books and so forth. The over-under was as low as 27.5, and it got up to as high as 36.5. Well, Mahomes, he had 44 yards going into the Chiefs' final possession, and with the Chiefs leading 31-20 and 57 seconds left, Mahomes, he kneeled on three straight plays, losing 15 yards, and he finished with 29 yards rushing, costing people a lot of money. That's got to tear your heart about.
That's why people end up gambling and then end up being sick to their stomach and going to their wives and asking them if they need money to pay the bookmaker off. I'm not a big fan of prop bets, but, you know, I just went with tails. I got lucky with that, so I was up early. That's torturous. I heard people say to me, they shouldn't take yardage off Yes, they should.
Yes.
Why? Because you gambled for it to go over the total?
Exactly.
I don't feel sorry for it. I mean, you know what? That was the worst time of the game for them to need yardage. Yeah. With a minute left and they're up by 11, you're not going to run your quarterback.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it. If he was going not to kneel down, he would have handed off. There was no way he was going to run himself.
Wow. I'm reading something here as you were talking about that points bet. A betting firm says that they actually refunded all bets on the over 30.5 rushing yards, saying on Twitter, if there's been a worse beat on a prop than this one, feel free to let us know.
Earlier, so they gave it back? See, I wouldn't do that.
It doesn't make sense to me. If the prop bet was on 250 yards passing and they're trailing, 20 to nothing, and they get these garbage yards trying to score a touchdown when it's impossible to win, are they going to take those yards away?
That's a bad precedent for that company.
Yeah.
Because the next time I lose something and I think it's unfair, I'm going to call their ass and say, hey, you turned one over. Help me out here.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't get that at all.
But you won't see no Vegas casinos doing that, though.
That's right.
No sportsbook did that in Vegas.
No, that is for sure. The folks at Vegas are anticipating that the record for betting, which was back in 2014, where almost $20 million was bet, that this game yesterday, the betting is going to beat that record. And over at the MGM, Jeff Stoneback says, we get the results that we're getting the results that we wanted. It was our best day since 2008. So
wow.
Vegas is doing really well with the outcome of the game. And
they're not giving people money back, but they feel sorry for
it. That's for sure.
That's the wrong way to do it, man. If you lose, you lose. I mean, look, I lost that game yesterday. I got the under, thank God, but I lost the game. Hey, you know what? I felt bad. That was a bad beat to me. Let me call those guys. Give me my money back. Come on.
really?
I mean, seriously, that movie with Albert Brooks, 22, you know. Lost in America. I mean, where he goes and asks Gary Marshall for his money back. The desert in his heart. No, he goes for a gambling house. That's it. That's the way it goes.
Now, a lot of people were betting on Patrick Mahomes to win the Super Bowl MVP, and he came through for them. And he's one of only a handful of quarterbacks to win the Super Bowl MVP and the regular season MVP again, proving that this guy is special. Although, as we said earlier, poor Damian Williams, he really deserved that MVP trophy.
Yes,
I wonder if that online sportsbook is saying, hey, we want our money. We're not going to pay you because Damian Williams should have been the MVP.
Let me tell you, I want to know how much money was bet on that online sportsbook. Because if somebody put $1 million,
oh my goodness, can
on the over, they wouldn't be giving them the money back.
Yeah, that is wild. There was one. I tweeted this out yesterday. There was somebody that bet $110,000 about an hour before the game
on the Chiefs.
On the Chiefs, and
I thought he was going to lose.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine that? And so all of a sudden, they moved the line from 1.5 to 2 points. And so why would a book do that after they get a big bet like that?
Well, I mean, they want to see some money go the other way to try to even out the money that was spent.
Okay.
So they move it up to another half point to give somebody who likes San Francisco another half a point. So maybe they'll bet San Francisco because they got to try to balance that money out. I mean, the ideal thing for any bookmaker, this is the truth, folks, is if they ask you what they really like, they'd like 1,000 bet one way and 1,000 bet the other day away, and they'll make just the juice.
Okay.
And this way they don't lose anything.
Okay.
And they only win the juice. That's the best case scenario. But it doesn't always work that way, and that book lost $100,000 to that guy. Hmm. So I'm sure they didn't make up whatever. Well, I'm sure they made it up, but it doesn't matter. I mean, that's a big makeup to make. A guy bets $100,000, and he won that bet, and he was losing 20-10, so good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wanted to ask you about Kyle Shanahan. I mean, he is getting really raked over the coals, to use an old expression, which I'm not even sure what that means, but I'll use it anyways.
Right.
Because he was the offensive coordinator when the Atlanta Falcons blew that, 28-3 lead.
Yeah, but he wasn't on defense.
Exactly. I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense to me.
Now, if you want to blame him a little for yesterday, fine, but it's his offense that got him that lead.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
So I'm not going to blame him. I mean, would we have blamed if the Bears, 85 Bears, had blown that lead, would we have blamed Ditka?
You're
right. He would have blamed Buddy Ryan.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. I am totally with you on that.
You can't blame the guy. He's the head coach, though, now. He can be blamed for that. And for basically pulling back a little bit, but not when he was with Atlanta.
Oil Pan Willie is asking a question which I don't understand.
I love Oil Pan Willie.
He's one of the best. He asked, does Mr. North get into DFS at all? What's DFS? Do you know what that is, Mike? I have no clue.
The hell is that? That's some sort of like a DFS. I thought it was... Is that a sexually transmitted disease of any kind? I don't understand. What's he talking about? What the hell is that? Is that Strategic Air Command?
Oh, he is
FOS,
named
Oil Pan.
He is named Oil Pan Willie. So maybe it is a sexually transmitted
disease. Oil Pan Willie. That's not from the 50s, is it?
Oil Pan says it's daily fantasy sports. You're not a fantasy.
No. My fantasy is knocking down the winner of the game between Baylor and Kansas State tonight.
I'll tell
and
you.
I mean, you know what? But I have nothing against fantasy players. It seems like lately it's taken a step back.
Yeah, it does.
With the legalized gambling and stuff, I don't hear as much. I mean, I'm sure. Look, they got shows centered around fantasy football, so I get it.
Yeah.
I did a show like that back with Spaceball, back when in the prehistoric days. Nobody,
right.
They didn't even want to do it.
Right.
And it ended up being good, so I get it. But I've always been a betting guy.
I do think that, you know, drafting a team for an entire season, that to me is getting old. If you know, I haven't played the daily fantasy sports, but that to me sounds
much more.
Yeah, that to me sounds more appealing. I want to pick a team, and then after that, if I don't like them, then you know, I they're gone. I bet on them for one day. That to me sounds more appealing than drafting a team and then, you know, nurturing them the entire season. I don't know. But that's something that we're not into here on Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage.
You do have the fantasy show with Space and them. But I mean, I'm not saying I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that love it, so it's just something I wasn't raised on.
Alex Acevedo says that he saw your video on YouTube called "Man of the People" and he says it was hilarious. You recall that "Man of the People" video?
Yeah, I think I do. Was I squeegee in windows? I think it's right after I left the Score.
I think that is it, yes.
I think it. I was out running the expressway. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you've been down to Miami for the Super Bowl sometimes.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, tell me what happened. You've been, once or twice down there for the Super Bowl?
I've been down there a few times, and the last time I was down there, I had a great time. And I stayed in Coconut Grove.
Nice.
Nice. I mean, the place was beautiful. The area was beautiful. The weather was great. The food was great. South Beach is great. I mean, I would never forget. I'm with Jiggets, and I go, we're on South Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I go, let's just grab a table here and people watch. I mean, there's all sorts of people on South Beach. So we grab this table, and we get a couple bottles of champagne. And then, Jiggs is like a magnet, though. He's a talk show host, but he's a football player, and he looks like a football.
Sure.
Now, think about this. This is like in the 90s. So Jiggs is still relatively young-looking. He looks like a player. So we're sitting there talking to people. They're going back and forth, blah, blah, blah. Kevin Green and Jerome Brown come up. And they start talking to us. Well, they ended up sitting with us and drinking half of our champagne with us. And we sat there for about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Great guys.
Nice.
Great guys. And then I think months later, Jerome Brown was killed.
Oh, wow.
And then
sad.
You know what? We had a great time with them, and Kevin Green's doing well. But I'll never forget that. That was a good time. And the South Beach is a gas. It really is.
Oh, my goodness. I've been on there a few times.
The girls need to eat a sandwich on that beach. I mean, have a sup, please. Do something.
And there's parts of the beach that are topless, too. So it's a good time.
My God. The girls can play hide and seek behind a straw. Yeah, it's all models and stuff. You know.
What other cities have you visited for Super Bowl?
Well, the Super Bowl, New Orleans was great.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta sucked. We had an ice storm, and they didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was screwed up. San Diego was great. San Diego was awesome. It really was. It was a good time, too. More the Gaslight District, more laid back than those. I'll tell you, the ultimate Super Bowl is going to be in Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that? I that's on my bucket list.
I stay away, man. No way. while they're playing football down there and everything, I mean, the stadium is cool looking.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's all black.
It really is. Pretty cool.
I mean, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I am totally with you. Now, the draft is going to be held down in Las Vegas, and that could be really, really dangerous.
Bellagio.
Exactly. The players are going to have to take a boat to the stage. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, they're going to take boats out there, and they're going to be presenting them right there with the fountains going. I mean, that's awesome.
Yesterday, we had a show after the game, Mike, and one of the topics of
you guys went to work yesterday,
Yeah, we had to do a little two-hour show. We had a lot of fun, and one of the hot topics in the chat room was who should be future halftime entertainment. You know, a lot of people didn't particularly like the Shakira J-Lo show, although I don't understand why any man would not appreciate that show. But
you see him dance. Okay, we know that. I love Jennifer. Look, I have nothing against you. I love Jennifer Lopez. Shakira, it's nice to know who she is now. And they're fantastic. But you know what? I don't think that thing's geared to me anyway. I mean, I like to watch it. I didn't shut it off. And I think that I thought they were very, very good. I thought they were great. I really did. Because a lot of these halftime shows have been bummers.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. What are some of your favorites? You recall one or two?
The Stones.
Yeah.
The Stones. I remember Diana Ross. Cher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some great ones. You know? I mean, there's been some great ones. But, I mean, what they did fit the flavor of the town of Miami.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I think it's lip sync, isn't it?
You know what? I was wondering that, too.
How do they dance and sing like that?
Exactly. That's just has
to be a break.
Yeah, you know.
If I jump up three times, I have trouble talking because I'm having trouble breathing, please. You know? By the way, that Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
She can belt.
Oh, my goodness.
She sang that national anthem. She can belt.
Yeah, and Yolanda Adams before her singing God Bless America. She's a gospel singer. They both did a great job.
She was like Shakira. She was new to me.
So where does this game, this Super Bowl game, kind of rank in your listing of best played or favorite Super Bowls? Is it up there?
Man, I'll tell you what. It was weird not to have New England in there.
Yeah, it really was.
It really was weird not to have New England in there.
Yeah.
And I put it up there somewhere in the middle. You know, the Super Bowls I loved were the Steelers and the Bears.
Yes.
The Steelers ones. I mean, folks, if you didn't see the Steelers of the 70s, my God, I mean, it was just one Hall of Famer after another.
Yeah.
By the way, I did like the 100 presentation.
Oh, that's
great. I loved the way that Jimbo Covert, it was good to see him yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I did see, they had Ditka there, and they had Jimmy Brown, mm-hmm. and they had a lot of great players.
Yeah.
A lot of great players out there. The quarterbacks alone.
Yeah.
Marino, Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana. I mean, some great, great quarterbacks.
Ditka,
which is great stuff.
Ditka looked in good shape. I'm happy to announce. Yeah, he looked healthy.
Ditka looks like he's ready to go. He looks, you know what I mean? The guy keeps on ticking. I didn't see Butkus there. I didn't see, excuse me, a lot of the Bears there. But, you know, the Bears don't go to, don't play the Super Bowl up. I mean, I remember we used to go to Radio Row every year there'd be very little Bears, mm-hmm. very little Bear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bear players or whatever.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
They've never been big on that for some reason. I did love it when they handed, when Virginia McCaskey handed the kid the ball and the real kid ran out on the field. I thought there was some clever stuff.
That was really, really cool. Mike,
it was.
People want to know, what about you and Ditka? Have you ever had, you know, a night out in town with the coach?
He's my guy. I love Ditka. Forget it. He won the Super Bowl for us.
Yes, he did.
And if he don't come, I don't think we ever win one.
Yeah. You know,
I don't think we ever win one if he don't come, period.
Right. Right.
You know, they could say we should have won more. How about if we didn't win one?
How about it?
There's still teams that haven't won one.
Yep. Very, very true. You know, it reminded me, I was listening to an interview and I was trying to find it to share with our audience, but there just wasn't good, clean audio of it. But Frank Clark, the defensive lineman, was saying things like, you know, I was telling the 49ers offensive line, you guys are going to lose. Even when we were down 10 points and it looked terribly, I was telling all these Staley guy and McClinchy and all those offensive line, you guys are going to lose. You guys are going to lose. I play this game with a chip on my shoulder. I play hard. And that reminded me of Mike Ditka. Mike Ditka used to like to say, I want our guys to play with a chip on their shoulder. And that is an attitude that we need to bring back, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Coach. You gotta love the coach. He's one of a kind, man.
He really
no
is.
No doubt about it. But you know what? We had a great game yesterday.
Yep.
Chiefs went 31-20.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, folks, you go to Vegas Scores and Odds. Check the games out. I got up tonight. I got Baylor versus Kansas City. Aldo and I will be back on Wednesday. We'll do some things, and then we'll be rolling along until the end of February. But we want to thank everybody who's been with us all year long.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff planned throughout the month of February. So let people know about Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North. And like you said, Mike, we'll be back here on Wednesday.
We got the podcast coming up in about half an hour, folks.
You got it. Take care, Mike.
Yeah, I know.